Sports Time is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back, a recap of some scores from last night, and a look at the Packer game today, just completed. And the Brewers are in action right now on the West Coast.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Last night in local football, Richland Center edged Houma 14-13. Ithaca over Riverdale 35-14. Hillsboro 41, Boscobel 12. It was Viroqua 21, Dodgeville 7. Fenimore 42-0 over Iowa Grant. Royal got by Clear Lake 12-7. It was Aquinas over Prairie du Chien 14-12. Lancaster 21, Mineral Point 6. Darlington 28-0 over Platteville. Potosi-Cassville got by Cuba City 32-21. And Portage over Wisconsin Dells 40-7. Also in the local and area scene, local baseball coming up tomorrow. Michael Hernan has more.
The Hometown Baseball Sunday League Final Four will continue Sunday with the second week of games. So far, Verona and Sauk Prairie are 1-0, and Sun Prairie and Evansville are 0-1. Here are the matchups for Sunday. Sauk Prairie will be at Sun Prairie, and Verona will be at Evansville. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Aaron Mosby got a strip sack that resulted in a touchdown and intercepted a pass on consecutive series to help the Green Bay Packers beat the Baltimore Ravens 30-7 today, as both teams closed the preseason by resting nearly all of their starters. This final exhibition game was a showcase for players attempting to win the final roster spots for each team. NFL teams are required to cut their rosters to 53 by Tuesday. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will not play in Cleveland's exhibition finale tonight against the Seattle Seahawks as expected. Watson is coming off season-ending right shoulder surgery in November. He dealt with some soreness in his arm during practice on Wednesday. Coach Kevin Stefanski had planned to play Watson, but appears to be taking the more cautious approach. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields led touchdown drives for the Steelers, who lost 24-17 to the Lions in the preseason finale for both teams. Jamar Jefferson rushed for two touchdowns for the Lions, including a go-ahead 7-yard run in the fourth quarter. Pittsburgh coach Mike Tomlin hasn't named Wilson the starting quarterback, but has said repeatedly that the veteran is in the pole position for the job. The 35-year-old Wilson completed both of his pass attempts to set up an opening drive touchdown. Fields took over from there and had an uneven performance. Lions starting quarterback Jared Goff did not play. Last night, Rhys Hoskins and Joey Ortiz hit back-to-back home runs as a part of a 5-run second inning, and the Brewers beat the Athletics 11-3 last night. Currently, those two teams are battling again on the West Coast, and the Brewers are up 6-4 in the top of the 8th inning with 2 outs. The Brewers now back to 20 games above 500, trying to equal their season high with a win today. Toronto Blue Jays right-hander Bowden Francis has pitched 8 no-hit innings against the Angels. Francis has walked 3 and hit a batter while striking out a career-high 12 batters today. Shohei Ohtani has time to make more history this season. The Japanese superstar hit a 2-out grand slam in the 9th inning for his 40th home run after earlier stealing his 40th base, lifting the Dodgers to a 7-3 win over the Rays last night. Ohtani achieved the feat in his 126th game and the team's 129th, the quickest in Major League history. Deion Sanders is adamant about keeping negativity out of his life and his football program. Even had a newspaper columnist barred from asking questions at football-related events over what he deemed as pessimistic coverage. Sanders spent his summer integrating a new offensive line and 2 new coordinators and squabbling with the media as he prepared for the Buffalo season opener against FCS powerhouse North Dakota State. The second-year Colorado coach was asked Saturday if he ever felt persecuted by outside noise. He said, "This is a way of life for me." And with a look at sports, I'm Phil Neave.